Now, father and daughter Tom and Molly Martins will walk free from their North Carolina prisons today after serving 4 years and 3 months for the voluntary manslaughter of Molly Martins' husband, Limerick native Jason Corbett. The couple agreed a plea bargain deal with prosecutors last year after their successful appeal against earlier convictions for second-degree murder. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan has been telling me about what will happen later this morning.
Well, what's going to happen is that Molly Martins and her father, Tom Martins, are going to get out of jail. It's the nature, I guess, of all jail sentences that they begin and then they end. And today is the day that it ends for Molly Martins and Tom Martins. Molly Martins is due to be released from the North Carolina Correctional Institution for Women. That's in Raleigh, large city on the western side of North Carolina. She's due to get out around about lunchtime Irish time. And then about 2 hours later, her father, Tom Martins, former FBI agent, he's expected to be released from the Caldwell Correctional Center in a place called Lenoir, small town in the west of the state. And then they will go about their lawful business. They're going to be supervised by the probation service for another year. That's standard practice in North Carolina. But they don't have to be resident in North Carolina. The state has reciprocal probation arrangements with other states, so we would expect that Tom Martins will head back to his family home in Tennessee, in Knoxville. As for Molly Martins, she's not allowed to live with her father. Convicted felons are not allowed to live together in North Carolina or share a house in any way, so we're not sure where she's going to live, but she does have family in the state of North Carolina, a couple of brothers. She might end up living with them.
Just remind us, if you would, Sean, please, about the plea bargain that led to these much shorter sentences, because, of course, they were originally convicted of second degree murder. They received lengthy sentences. They were set aside on appeal. And then we had this plea bargain.
That's right. Appeal court threw out the case and a retrial was ordered, and that was due to happen last year, but very close to the time allocated for the trial, it emerged that a plea bargain had indeed been done by lawyers for the accused and the prosecutors at the district attorney's office, and they basically agreed to drop the second degree murder charge in order to assure themselves of getting a conviction in the case, and the conviction was for voluntary manslaughter. So then the 10 days of hearings that happened in Lexington, North Carolina, last October, November, that was a sentencing hearing. That was to hear arguments and some testimony and some evidence for the judge sitting in that case to consider as part of his sentencing. But it wasn't an actual trial. They had accepted their guilt, at least Tom Martins had. Molly Martins had pleaded no contest, whereas Tom Martins had accepted a guilty plea to the lesser charge. The no contest charge by Molly Martins basically reserved her sense that she was not guilty, but she was going to accept the deal anyway. And as a result, sentencing was imposed by the judge in the case. He said they had to take into account the time that had been served already, but he sentenced them to a minimum of 3 years, or sorry, 4 years and 3 months, and a maximum of 6 years and 2 months. You deduct out of that the 3 years and 8 months that they'd already served, and you got a minimum period in prison of 7 months and a maximum period of just over 2 years. The lawyer for Mr. Martins, Tom Martins, said on the day that sentence was handed down, Jay Van Noy, he said to me, I expect they will be out in 7 months. And that has proven to be exactly correct. 7 months after that sentencing, they are now going to walk out of jail.
Jason Corbett, of course, was a Limerick man. He was beaten to death. His children, just to stay with the sentencing hearing, his children, Jack and Sarah, they gave powerful testimony, didn't they, at that sentencing hearing?
They did. It was undoubtedly the most powerful intervention by any of the people who spoke at that 10-day sentencing hearing. But the judge had said that when their testimony was introduced, when their statements were introduced, they weren't actually testimony, they were statements. They were kind of an impact statement. And there was also a very brief statement by Molly Martin herself offering her apology. But that had happened after the formal end of the evidence in the case. So the judge had said, whatever is said from now on is not going to affect my views on sentencing. Yes, you're absolutely right. That testimony from Jack and Sarah Corbett was riveting, stunning testimony in which they denounced Molly Martins, said that she had completely lied about them, that had mangled their words, had abused them. They said that they hated her. They never loved her at all, whereas she had been trying to promote a narrative that she was going to look after the children in the face of an abusive relationship with the late Jason Corbett. That's why her family to this day are very bitter about the attacks on the character of Jason Corbett that had occurred throughout this entire process.
And is there any reaction from Jack and Sarah or from the wider Corbett family now to the release of the Martins today?
Yeah, the Corbett family did release a statement to the media expressing their deep disappointment at what's going to unfold today. They're saying, after a 9-year battle for justice, we are deeply disappointed by the impending release of Tom and Molly Martins, the couple responsible for the senseless and brutal murder, as they put it, of Jason, leaving his two orphaned children, beating him with a brick and a baseball bat while he wasn't able to defend himself, but leaving the room without a mark on either of them. They also take aim at Molly Martins in particular for using effectively Jack and Sarah, putting them at the centre of her bid to evade justice, as they put it in this statement, saying her cruel disregard and treatment of two children under 10 years of age, whose birth mother had died, father she had just beaten to death and whom she professed to love, was inhumane. Despite the gravity of their crime and the immense loss they inflicted, they'll be freed today after serving just 4 years and 3 months. So the family still, understandably, I suppose, bitter about the killing of Jason Corbett, but also about the process that they've gone through. They say they remain resolute in their pursuit of justice and truth and the protection of Jason's cherished memory.
And that's our Washington correspondent there, Sean Whelan.